Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Monday morning. Titans lose 20-10 to the Las Vegas Raiders. They fall to 1-5 on the season. And to help us talk more about that, we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2, brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic, who joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Corey, how we doing? What's going on?
I am a delight. How are you today?
I also delight. Super. Doing very well this morning. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Corey, you know, it kind of feels like Groundhog Day, but I guess I'll approach it this way. We all know that the roster's not good. We all know that the coaching staff is not good and that they're going to get fired at some point here.
Yeah.
Cam Ward's struggling. I'm sure some of it has to do with the roster. Some of it probably has to do with the coaching. But some of it also doesn't, right? Like, some of it is Cam Ward struggling independent of all the other factors. So when you watch him, I guess, what are you seeing right now, and how concerned are you by the way he has played through six games, save for a quarter and a few throws here and there?
Well, I think, number one, the world needs to embrace that that's okay to say.
Yeah.
Because there seems to be a segment of people out there who you can't say, you know, Cam Ward needs to play better too, because then you're saying he stinks and you're a hater, and and that's not it at all. It's just saying, you know, they drafted him number one for a reason, and that was to be a dominant football player. And you know, they need some mistakes to not repeat. You know, turning the ball over at halftime was bad. I mean, they kicked you're in field goal range. Okay. There's two things you can't do there. Take a sack and get knocked out of field goal range, or turn the football over. He did one of those two things, okay? It can't happen. He knows that, but he did that. And so that's what makes that bad. And then, yes, fumbling on the one is bad. He was in a horrible situation with Devin White coming in free. But again, you put the ball on the deck, you cost your team 7 points. So there's 10 points in a game you lost by 10 points. And that is certainly not putting the loss solely on him. There is plenty of blame, you know, to go around. But, you know, we talked about building off the fourth quarter last week, and for whatever reason, you know, especially with the tight ends, we thought the tight ends were going to be a part of it. And I don't know if that's on Cam Ward. I don't know if it's on the coaches. Tight ends had 3 catches at halftime, and 2 of them were Chigakonko at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Okay? Get these guys the ball 5, 6, 7, 8 yards downfield over the middle, let them turn, catch it, and go upfield. I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand. And like, again, I'm not solely blaming him. You know, it could be very well be on the coaches as well. But, you know, whether it's holding the ball or not finding the open guy, you know, there are certainly things he can do better.
Yeah, so let's – you mentioned the coach there. Let me just isolate it with those two things. Understanding bad offensive line, as always. We're just used to bad offensive line play in the Tennessee Titans. But if you right now had to pick one or the other, either, you know, the coaches are – they're giving him enough opportunities and he's just flat out not seeing things, not delivering the ball accurately, or the coaches are not doing enough to give him the answers. Which one are you picking?
It's a good question, and I wish I was smart enough to know exactly.
You have to answer, Corey. You have to answer.
And I'm going to try to answer it this way. I'm not sure how much the coaches trust him at this point. I had them at 6 flanker slip screens, whatever you want to call them, yesterday. 6. And I know Callie doesn't call those screens, but anytime you throw the ball at the line of scrimmage with at least one blocker in front of the person, I call that a screen. And they had at least 6 of them yesterday.
Didn't work.
That's a lot. That's a lot. They had 10 yards total on those 6. But that's saying we want to give him this. This is where the ball is going to go. We want to give him an easy completion. And yeah, you want to give those guys a chance to make a play. But I'd also like to give them a chance to make a play 5, 6, 7, 8 yards down the field. And that is not working. I mean, they had one work last week with Chig, but, I mean, that's one. And the only one that moderately worked yesterday was a 3rd and 25 to Chim that went for 8. The other 5 went for 2. And so, you know, and then, you know, they rightfully took the ball out of his hands on 3rd and long in the second half. What was it, 17-0? And they kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to take another sack or an interception and lose the 3 points and make it a 2-point game. I know some people were upset about that. I'm like, I absolutely would have done the same thing that they did and gotten my 3 points. So I think there's some lack of trust there. And again, I would have to know the play design better. You know, so these guys who watch the All-22 could tell me better if there's just no choices over the middle, whether in play design or in being open. And, you know, there's a difference between being open and, you know, being a little open and the throw can throw them open a little bit better. You know, there's some to that. But, you know, I'd need to see more of that. But you know, I think at 4-19, it's hard to say the coaching staff has all the answers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And to that point, so, you know, Jeffrey Simmons after the game yesterday started talking about how they had one of their worst weeks of practice, and Thursday they came out flat. And it made me think back to last year, Corey, I think after the Houston game where they came out and got their butts kicked the next week, and he started talking about, you know, I kind of felt like they were hung over from success. And, you know, maybe that's not all a coaching staff thing, but it does kind of make me wonder a little, like, what goes on around there after a win? Like, where you can't, like, you can't approach the next week with some professionalism and with some urgency because you got one win in an NFL season?
You would think it would reinvigorate you.
You would think.
You know, you would double down, you know, and be excited to come back to work the next week. I know, you know, when I've, like a good show or whatever, I'm excited to come back to work and go do the next one. I mean, you know, usually when I have a bad one, that's when I don't want to come back. So, yes, I mean, I think overall, you know, whether it's coaches or players, you know, that always points to a leadership issue. And, you know, it's an after the fact thing, you know, it's like when, was the Colts said, oh, they were ready to play. We could see it in their eyes. You know, when teams play poorly, there are a lot of after the fact statements. So, you know, maybe they had a bad practice. I don't know. If they did, then they got the wrong players. Okay. If you can't show up to practice ready to go because you won a football game against a horrendous team, then you don't have much hope.
So I want to, you know, we have you on Mondays, Corey, so usually we're more like looking back, but I do have to ask you what you think it's going to look and sound like Sunday at Nissan Stadium when Michael Vrabel and the New England Patriots march in there. What is this going to be like?
Well, I mean, I think there'll be a mixture. I mean, number one, I think there'll be a lot of Patriots fans there. They're 4-2 and probably headed to the playoffs. And they're probably going to win this game by 3 touchdowns.
Will there be more Patriots? I mean, that's a good point. Will there be more Patriots fans and Titans fans in the stadium?
Yes, there will.
Well, at least that'll drown out the boos that would be going to Brian Callahan.
That's true.
Because they'll just be cheering Mike Vrabel. So, win!
Look, I think there will be an appreciation for Vrabel for what he did in a winning here. And I think what Callahan has gone through kind of erases some of the memory of how bad the last 24 were of the Vrabel era. You know, and again, a lot of the same bad roster issues, not quite the same. You know, he did have Derrick Henry, who was a pretty good player. Who, by the way, the Ravens, you know, don't think they need to give him to the ball at the 1, evidently.
Yeah, apparently that's an interesting strategy.
I don't know what the heck is going on there with that. You know, I don't know what the numbers are now because the numbers weren't good yesterday for this, but Pollard had more carries than Henry, a lot more. And that's malpractice. But yeah, so I think, you know, whenever people come back, unless they leave a villain, you know, like Ryan Suter got booed for years. You know, if Vrabel had quit to go to New England, I think then the boos would be vociferous, but he got fired. So I think there'll be more of an appreciation for what he did when he did win. But we'll see. I mean, none of it matters. They're a bad football team. That's all that matters.
Yeah, and to that point, Corey, like it's, you know, you're 1-5. You got to win against Arizona, and they had to make some plays in order to do it.
Yep.
But, I mean, again, you look back at it, and I don't know that we'll ever see Arizona hand a football game away like that again in our lifetime, right? Like, it's just that's how incredible it was when mm-hmm. it happened. And I guess the most discouraging part, aside from the Cam Ward stuff and the offense and all that, is you looked at the game Sunday in Las Vegas, and you looked at the rest of the schedule, and you're like, man, I don't know how many more opportunities there are to win. And you come out and you show up and you play like that yesterday. Like, that's just – it makes you wonder how many wins are left on this thing moving forward.
Well, I mean, it's a competitive issue. I mean, when you look at the Saints and the Jets, who are both awful, but look at their scores. They're competitive. They're at least, I mean, for as god-awful as the Jets were yesterday, they scored 11 points, which was one more than the Titans. I mean, they had negative yards passing, and they scored more points than the Titans yesterday.
Yeah.
Let that register. And by the way, I'm not going to sit here and listen to how good the Raiders were yesterday from the national media and how the Raiders got things figured out. They rushed for 3.3 yards a carry.
They're a bad team. Right?
They rushed for like 68 yards in the game. All right? I know at halftime they had less yards than the Titans. The Titans handed them a touchdown. There wasn't a whole lot else there. They weren't great. They were just less bad than the Titans were yesterday. And the reason they're 2-4 is they've been less bad or been more bad than everybody else they've played because Geno Smith has 10 turnovers and could have had 11 yesterday or if the Titans could ever get that call on hitting the quarterback for a fumble and a touchdown.
Yeah, it's just amazing the way that it continues to play out for them. Corey, good stuff as always. We appreciate you taking time to be with us, and I am very interested this time a week from now what you're going to be talking about in the aftermath of the Titans taking on Mike Vrabel.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to go. Hey, well, I'm guessing you guys have tossed around the James Franklin thing today.
Oh, yes. And, oh, yes.
Yeah, I just,
Franklin of the Titans?
I really cried myself to sleep over that one. But, you know, I don't know if this name has come up for that job, but if it was Penn State, I think it'd be the first call I would make. I would call Nick Saban.
Yeah. I mean, I'd make him say no.
Yeah.
Make him say no.
I would come to him. I mean, what does Franklin make? Like $8-9 million a year?
8.5, yep.
8.5. Yeah, call him up. So up from 12.
Yeah, I think so. I think Saban's done, but
I agree.
Sure.
Just make him say it. Worst thing say is no.
With the roster that's there, he's competitive immediately for a championship.
Do you see their schedule next year too? It's brutal.
No.
Like it's
Penn
just,
State's is?
I mean, it's like you should be Penn able to State. Walk in and win 12 games. Like that's how bad it is.
Akron, Kent State.
Yeah, like it's horrific.
Yeah. James really loaded up with those stuff now.
Yeah,
conference games.
Yeah, he really does.
Yeah, really prepared. Couldn't
I just want,
got him prepared
how
for Northwestern.
Did that blow up after that Northwestern loss? For them to say, here's $49 million, go away.
Yeah, we'll see you. I mean, the American dream, really, for James Franklin. Paid $49 million to not work. It's awesome.
It's like he just bought a scratch and win ticket.
It is.
He and Jimbo.
$49 million.
He and Jimbo would be like the end of Trading Places on the beach.
Except Jimbo's got a ring. James just has a resume full of blank check marks.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Corey, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
All right, later, guys.
Corey Curtis, brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic, joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock here on the program. We'll react to what Corey had to say. Titans lose 20-10. Not a good performance from Cam Ward. We'll get into all that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie and Rex Road live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Appreciate Corey Curtis from being with us in the last segment. Titans lose 20-10 yesterday against the Raiders. And they dropped to 1-5 on the season. Joe Cam Ward, 26 of 38, 222 through the air, one touchdown, one pick. Turned the ball over three times, a couple of fumbles in the game. including one where the ball just fell out of his hands because he's trying to throw the ball.
Yeah, that was a toughie. Patted it and knocked it out.
Yeah, it was a tough one. Fitting way to end the game, though, for the Tennessee Titans that timeout. But if you were wondering after the Arizona game if that was going to spark something with the offense, spark something with Cam Ward, spark something with the team, the answer is no on all three of those fronts. It did not spark anything. They came back and looked basically how they've looked for the entire Brian Callahan tenure, which is completely and totally hopeless out there playing football. 4-19 for Callahan. Cam Ward, not good yesterday. He was sacked 6 times. Raiders had 8 quarterback hits, did not get good protection, and also just made some bad decisions with the football, inaccurate at times with the football. So what did you make of Ward yesterday, and how do you, in the aftermath of the Arizona fourth quarter, how do you read just the total reverting back to ineptitude offensively for the Titans in the aftermath of that?
As you were speaking right behind you on the TV on ESPN, it had the, it's believe it or not, Titans mishandling Cam Ward. And Rex Ryan said, believe it, and then he was yelling some stuff. So now, as a different Nolansvillian who thinks that shoes feet should be covered by shoes, I will say that, it's bad. It's bad, and like, add in the text line, patience! Most young QBs go through this at 6 games and evaluate at the end of the year, and even then, it's too early to tell what he will be. I don't disagree with any of that. I don't.
They don't go through this. Like, I'll pull up the numbers for you. And this is, again, I can't base everything off the numbers. But if I could find Cam Ward's Pro Football Reference page.
But, I'll quickly, and again, I know it's like, okay, you can find an example for everything. But, like, Peyton Manning's numbers as a rookie were horrific, right?
Yes.
Now, that's 1998, and it's almost hard to even compare the era. But, yeah, I mean, they don't all go through this. Of course not. Some of them come in and win right away like C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels just did.
I mean, through 17 on a 17-game pace right now for Cam Ward, he's on pace for 55% completion percentage, 3,100 yards, 9 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
That's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad, man. Like, it's awful.
So yeah, and it just
they don't go through all this.
Right. They don't all, yeah. Do some and then come through it. Yeah, and if Cam Ward is, like, I'm just not really a believer. Like other, a lot of people, I know you're not someone who believes. Like, still, he believes, like, the Titans ruined Marcus Mariota. I don't buy that.
No.
I do think that he saw ghosts more as he got hurt and all that stuff, but he just, Marcus Mariota wasn't good enough. He's a good backup quarterback. He's a fringe starter in the NFL. If you make me guess right now, long-term, what Cam Ward is, it's probably going to be something like that. But I don't know that. I mean, like, I have no idea. If you come in here and you give him protection,
yeah,
and you give him a young stud receiver, better weapons, and a coach who knows what he's doing, could Cam Ward be a good quarterback in the NFL? Sure. He could be. I don't. But right now, it's all bad. And he's part of the bad. I don't know what percentage of the bad he is, but he's a not insignificant chunk of the bad right now that's going on.
Yeah, totally. And as I said earlier in the show, let me make it clear. I am well aware that the roster around him is awful, okay? I think the coaching staff that he is working with right now is awful. Like, those two things to me, you can't shake those things when you're talking about this conversation. So by no means am I giving up on Cam Ward. By no means have I lost hope that he can one day be a good NFL quarterback and that he could be the franchise quarterback of the future for the Titans. I'm not giving up on that. I will say, though, independent of the bad roster and the bad coaching staff, he's not playing good football right now, and some of that has nothing to do with the coaching staff and the roster. Some of that is on him, okay? And again, I don't know the exact percentage. I'm with you there. But right now, they are a bad roster that is poorly coached with a quarterback that is not playing anywhere near where they need him to play. And all three of those things are true. That's why they're 1-5, and it took almost a hand-wrapped gift from God to get them the one win that they got against Arizona, right? Like, that's why they are where they are.
And again, thanks with those gifts, and one of them was, you know, Cam got hit, threw an interception, it fumbled into the end zone, then they jumped on it. He did throw for 193 yards in the fourth quarter with some throws that were like, oh my goodness. So he has flash. There is talent. But, yeah, look, it's not good enough, and he's not good enough right now. He's struggling. He's struggling to me to see things quickly enough. He's struggling too often when there is a throw to be made to miss it. Now, again, sometimes he'll hit one and you're like, man, look at the zip on that ball and the placement. But, you got to be able to hammer the strike zone, you know, whatever analogy you want to use consistently. Don't see that right now. As far as, like, again, the ruin him thing, if you get him hurt and he plays differently because of that, okay, then I think that that's a thing. I mean, Robert's like, the Titans absolutely ruined. Now, they did. Marcus Mariota could have gone
good
anywhere. Marcus Mariota came in here in his second year. He had a great offensive line. He had two great running backs. He didn't have great receivers, but he had a solid defense. They won. He had good numbers. That was his peak. I mean, that was his peak. They didn't ruin him. He proved to be not good enough. And by the way, most quarterbacks do.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Let's head to our phone line. Welcome in Gil to the program. Gil, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing good, man.
Good.
I'm out here early. It's early out here. I'm stressed out, man. My Titans ain't looking too good. But what I would like to say is I'm just upset with Callahan and everything that he said that he would do prior to the season. And he hasn't, I don't see anything that he said that he was going to do. And it just looks like our whole team is confused. And I can blame Cam Ward, but when I see our offensive linemen and all the things that we put into our offensive line and everybody's looking lost, that's just a direct shot at him for not building an identity. And I've seen this before with Ken Whisenhunt. And what happened was is when Mularkey came in, he just made us a smash-mouth football team, and either we were going to win or we were going to lose that way. And I would like to ask Callahan, what do you lean back on your offense when things are going bad? What is the identity? And I don't think he has one. I don't see any receivers, just wide open to where I can say, well, Cam Ward, you have to make that throw. Everything just seems so hard. I mean, they came out with three runs in a row. And then after that, they come out with a spread offense. And even I know, and I'm not that much of a genius, now you're going to the quick offense, and they were blitzing our screens. It's like we can't trick anybody. And when Jeffrey Simmons was talking about, I think he was more talking about the offense didn't have a good practice because the defense came out ready to play. But when you on the field the whole game, I mean, eventually you're going to break down.
Thank you, Gil. Appreciate it. I mean, a lot of fair points he brings up there. Couple on the coaching staff specifically that I want to get to coming up next as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
The fourth quarter was so encouraging last week. You guys talked about potential to carry over some of that stuff. Obviously, the slow start meant you didn't do that. Do you got any ideas as to why you were unable, not just you, but the whole team, unable to find that stuff and carry it over?
I just think it's just all of us not going at it every play, whether it's myself on one play, it's a turnover, or we have a miss route or a miss block on somewhere where this receiver or O-line, just always one person not doing their job in that specific play. And that's something that we emphasize. And at the end of the day, there's no excuses out there for us. We just got to be better. I have to be better. And every time you score 10 points, you're not winning a football game. So offensively, we just got to help the defense. They've done their part the whole season. We just got to start doing ours.
That's Cam Ward after the game yesterday. Titans fall to 1-5 after the 20-10 loss to Las Vegas. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. On the coaching staff front, I mean, look, like I said, bad roster. I think a bad staff. Cam Ward not playing good football right now. None of those things are arguable. It's not going well for the Titans. I do look at the staff right now and Callahan leading the way and think to yourself, okay, you have him taking the job, and a big part of why he took the job was coming in trying to work with Will Levis, so we know it didn't work. And then you take a quarterback, number one overall, with a guy who is supposed to be really good at developing and working with quarterbacks. And right now, I mean, I don't think there's any other way around it. the Titans, when you combine last year and the start to this year, have had far and away the worst quarterback play in the league. Like, it's pretty bad. Like, between what we've seen from Levis, Rudolph, and Ward thrown in there together under Brian Callahan, which is why he's 4-19 as a head coach. So, like, again, I want to be clear. Like, I'm not blaming this all on Cam Ward. He's not playing well. I don't think he's absent from blame either. That's the entire point. But Callahan and this offensive staff, you said it, Joe. Go back and look at that press conference yesterday. He is totally defeated. Like, he is – I'm not going to say he's checked out, but he's totally resigned to the fact that this is coming to an end. Like, this is coming to an end one way or the other pretty soon. And now here you are with a coach and a staff that clearly is not putting the quarterback in the best possible position to succeed here, and we're seeing just horrific offensive performances because of it.
I realize that Titans fans aren't huge fans of Brian Callahan right now, and I understand why. I did see some people saying he threw Cam under the bus after the game yesterday. Yeah. Which is overstating it by quite a bit. However, I did detect probably for the first time a little bit of blaming him, a little bit of frustration with Cam after the game.
Yep.
from Brian Callahan, which I get. Like, when you fumble, yeah, I know you got sacked, but you can't fumble inside your own five and just give a free touchdown. The last one, the game didn't matter, but like, how do you fumble that?
Yeah, I don't know.
And you know, the pick was, you know, he was hit on the pick. He was hit on the play, and that happens. I put that more on protection, but also get the ball out faster. So, yeah, you know, I think even from Brian Callahan's perspective, he's getting a little frustrated. Again, I don't think this coaching staff is giving him answers. I don't think that they have them. Or they certainly, if they have them, I'm sure they can all sit here and look at this play should have worked. They can, you know, you go iPad to iPad and look amazing, but they can't figure out a way to deliver the answers,
right?
To give him a chance to do it on the field. So I still think it starts there, but yeah, you also can't sugarcoat that Cam's not playing well. He's not getting better right now. Here is Brian from yesterday.
Do you feel like for Cam's sake, it's probably time to start getting some more momentum, some confidence? What do you feel like he's at right now?
Yeah, I'm incredibly discouraged by the outcome. I mean, we felt good coming into the game, and to not be able to perform well on offense and not be able to score any points and then lose a game is disappointing. You know, we all got to be better. Cam's a part of that too. Cam's got to play better football as well, and we got to coach better. We got to play better. All those things. It's not all just him, but he is a part of it, and we'd like to be able to start seeing some more good football being played, and we got to do a better job.
Yeah, by the way, that is not a coach throwing a quarterback under the bus.
No, like, no.
I think anybody with a pair of eyeballs can see that Cam Ward's got to play better than he has to this point.
Look, there's a segment of fans, like, they were there all the way to the end of the Marcus, maybe still talking about Levis. Any remotely critical word about their quarterback who has to work out is an affront to, you know, the quarterback. Yeah, there was nothing wrong with what he said there. Also, tremendous little nod to the Vrabster as he comes
yes.
in. I don't think he's ever said it word for word like that before. That is an absolute Vrabel tribute, and I appreciate it.
We got to coach
it's
better.
Vrabel week.
We got to play better.
Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful job, Callie.
Very good stuff.
Yeah. Now, he didn't throw into the bus, but he is frustrated, I think, clearly. And again, he should be, other than his own culpability in the whole problem.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I guess if you're a Titans fan, that's what you're worried about right now. I mean, look, the season's shot from the standpoint of doing anything remotely competitive, right? Like, we all understand that.
They were fighting with the Jets for the number one pick.
And there was no real hope for that heading into the year. Like, barring Cam Ward being Jaden Daniels from last year, we knew it was probably going to be a struggle from a wins-loss perspective. You know, too often they've not been competitive. Too often the offenses look totally inept. And we brought what the stat TD had. This is the fewest amount of points they've scored through their first six games since 1985. I think it's 83 is what they've scored.
And they were absolute buns in 1985.
So nobody expected that, right? Like show some progress offensively. We've talked a ton about the offensive line, and I just guess that's never going to get better around here. You know, the quarterback play has not been good. The receivers, look, they got a bad receiving core when Ridley's healthy, and then you lose him in the game yesterday to the hamstring, and you're looking around out there, and it's like, well, they have nothing. They don't have anything.
Van Jefferson, Jonathan Vilma thinks he's an all-pro in the wings.
Love him some Van Jefferson out there. But we all know that the roster has limitations. But, man, like, it's just so bad. And to have that type of performance after you felt like maybe you found something the week before in the fourth quarter, to come back and just immediately look like you don't have the first clue as to what's going on out there offensively, that's the most discouraging part. And look, if you were trying to be an optimistic Titans fan, you were probably talking yourself into last week the, well, I know it was a special set of circumstances, but you still had to go take it if you were the Titans there in the fourth quarter. And now it's just looking more and more like the Arizona Cardinals just completely collapsed and there's no real progress that you've made offensively here. Certainly not linear progress.
Yeah, no. And that's also not normal. It's not supposed to be. Ups and downs are expected. Yeah, they gave it to you, but he took some good short stuff and then he made some ridiculously good throws in that. It is also still a kind of a team on its heels, right? Like trying to hold a lead, and sometimes that plays into a quarterback's favor too. Regardless, it's a very disappointing follow-up, because even though it's not supposed to be linear, when you play the Raiders, you hope you can do a little better than this.
Yeah.
You have one guy that you worry about, and the Titans let him do plenty of damage in the game. But still, like, you hope that you can do better. And, like, the whole thing with Simmons and, like, they practice poorly, like all commentary on how they practice is just – it's always worthless, really, like in football. It's just like – there's all these, oh, we had a bad week of practice, but boy, what a huge winner. Boy, we had a great week of practice. I don't know what happened. Whatever. So whatever you do on Sunday is what you do on Sunday. That's all that matters. But it's still like, if that's true, like if they lacked energy and you have the Colts talking about them lacking energy, there's still also this whole just inability from the top to get this team to play at a level. As bad as the personnel is, they're playing below that level. That's obviously on the coaches.
615-737-1025, our phone number. One more segment coming up on the Titans' loss to the Raiders. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Titans lose 20-10. They drop to 1-5 on the season. Calvin Ridley, a hamstring injury yesterday, so we'll see how problematic that's going to be for the Titans as they move forward here. And Joe, it sets up a very interesting week here, which we're going to have a lot of time to discuss. But you're 1-5. It's, frankly, from a wins-loss perspective, right where I had them heading into this game. I feel good about it. 1-5 heading into the game. And you got the Vrabster coming to town next week, which, by the way, they're 4-2. And not only are they 4-2, but Drake May looks really, really good.
Yep.
Like, he looks very good. So, again, we'll have all week to dive into the matchup part of it. But, you know, one of those games heading into the year that you wondered where both teams would be heading into it. And the fact of the matter is, Brian Callahan's 4-19 as Titans coach, and Vrabel's already 4-2 with the Patriots. So, not great from the optics standpoint heading into this one. And I think the expectation is for the Patriots to come in here and just mop the floor with the Titans. We'll see if the Titans have any sort of fight left in them heading into this game, what that looks like, and if they can make this a game coming up on Sunday. But there are going to be a whole lot of discussion about Vrabel and the Patriots and the overall direction of the Titans this week. Prepare yourselves.
Yes. And participate. And apologies to all you in the text line. I had a really good text line. They were too fast for me, and I didn't get to them. If Mike Vrabel wins, if and probably when Mike Vrabel wins Sunday, he will have the same number of wins at Nissan Stadium in the past two seasons that Brian Callahan has had.
It's depressing.
That's tough
to think about.
There's a little stat for you.
But, hey, the Titans did beat the Patriots last year, baby, so maybe they match up well. We'll see.
That is true. Drake May actually played pretty well in that game too,
yeah,
as I recall. He made some big plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. I feel like I feel like it's going to be kind of a Patriots home game and kind of the Titans fans who show up. I don't even know. Like, is there appreciation for Vrabel?
I think you'll see some. I mean, look, I think some Titans fans probably boo him. Like, right? I think, you know, look, we're going to probably at some point this week hear from a lot of Titans fans who get sick and tired of the Vrabel love that's out there from a national perspective.
Yep.
Like, he's done a really good job so far in New England. And he is like the, you know, he's the golden boy of the league right now, coming in and doing what he's done. And we're going to hear, I think, a lot from some Titans fans this week. Like, do you remember how bad it was the last year and a half, 2 years that he was here? So, that's fine. Like, we're willing to have that conversation. But, yeah, I think.
It wasn't this bad. I'll tell you that much.
You know, it just. I said at the time, wouldn't have fired him. I'm not going to sit back here and relitigate that now. But, boy, have things worked out so poorly since they did.
Yeah, and look, think about it from a quarterback perspective. Of course, you know, Vrabel's a defensive guy. That's not what he does. He has to hire people to do that. And I think he made some bad hires here. He's got Josh McDaniels, who, again, atrocious head coach. Some people are like this.
Yeah.
Obviously knows what he's doing with QBs and with designing offense. I mean, it's not Tom Brady. He's got a very talented guy, but they look pretty good. You go back to Will Levis, that last year with Vrabel. It wasn't great, but it was encouraging. There were some good things, and there weren't all the ridiculous mistakes. I mean, is there something to that?
I mean, it's hard to argue otherwise at this point. Like, you know, quarterback play has regressed around here since you got the supposed quarterback guru. I mean, that's all I know. And you're probably 50 million reasons for it, but that's all I know. Quarterback play has gotten a whole lot worse around here since they hired the quarterback guru.
Yeah, exactly. It simply has. Like, Will Levis, there was enough of a sample size as a rookie where it was like, okay, he has a chance. Like, Will Levis, in the amount of games he played as a rookie, and yes, it was a better team. He had, like, Derrick Henry behind
sure.
him, right? But that's better than what we've seen from Cam Ward this year, right?
Yes. Yes.
Now, then it went the other way, but I'm just saying. Skyler says Titans fans are going to cheer for Vrabel, holding signs say, Vrabel, take us with you. You don't want to go up there.
Well, I'm really interested to see what the crowd looks like because, look, there are some diehard Titans fans that, God bless them, they're there every game, and they've been there through this whole time, and they're going to be there again on Sunday, rooting on their team and hoping they get to see their team win and their quarterback snap out of it and start to play well and all those things. I do think from the just completely diehard Titans fan perspective, who, when the team is competitive at least, are willing to spend money and spend a Sunday out there, I think you're losing those people rapidly. Like, I think just like the why would I go do that to myself and pay all this money to watch this team play football? I mean, you saw it early in the year. I mean, it was the number one overall pick making his home debut and the stands up in the upper deck were half empty. Like, that's – you're losing those people right now.
And Pats fans gaga about Vrabel and Drake May are going to scoop up tickets at a pretty low price.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's going to be probably a pretty ugly scene. Do the Titans – is there anybody on the Titans in this team that, like – because this is a classic NFL. You see this in the NFL and in college football too. Like, the coach comes back, yeah. This quarterback comes back, and it's like, we're going to get him. We're going to beat him.
Yeah, do you have any fight in you?
Yeah. Is there anybody who – and I don't expect Brian Callahan to make that the point of this week. But still, like, if you believe in your coach at all, you want to tell people, shut up, man. Like, we're going to show Vrabel. We're going to beat Vrabel. Does anybody have that?
Well, like, the bottom line is
– Jeff Simmons, loves Vrabel. He wants to beat him.
And whether it's Vrabel or not, the bottom line is everybody around the league thinks you're going to get absolutely destroyed on Sunday. So do you have any sort of pride in you? Like, do you have any sort of pride left in you if you're this football team? Can your coach bring any of that out at any point? I mean, you would think the circumstances would set themselves up for that this week, but
probably not.
We'll find out.
Yeah, this happens in the NFL. I have my doubts. I have my serious doubts that it's going to happen at all on Sunday. I think it's going to be ugly.
By the way, Patriots 6.5-point favorite on the rep.
Hammer that right now. Hammer that right now.
That does it for us today. Next man up with Jake Lyman coming up next. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.